Welcome to the Murphy, Sam and Jody After the Show podcast, brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Murphy, do you have any objection?
Oh, well.
To pudding? What? What do you think I'm going to ask?
Questions start that way.
You have any objection to putting a little camera on a dog collar?
Camera on a dog collar?
Follow me. Have you ever done that, Sam?
No, I've seen the videos of it, and it's really quite cute.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially if you have an active dog.
I've seen videos of it, too. Well, yeah.
But it has to be small enough where it doesn't hurt them, right?
I mean, of course. I'm not talking about Steven Spielberg.
Right. Oh, light rig and everything.
I'm talking about a dolly, tiny little,
you know, cameras that can... We know this has been going on forever. They put cameras in birds' nests, you know, and you get to watch the nature.
They actually sell those little bird feeders with the camera built in.
What?
Oops.
That's cute.
Know that.
Why do you have a reason for wanting a dog cam?
Yes.
Because as I think this through, a couple of our dogs, the visual on that is going to be the same licking in the same spot.
I know what I mean? It's okay. I'm prepared to fast forward through licking.
Okay.
Okay. but you know, think about what I might be asking you. What is my boyfriend dog Champ been doing every night over the last few nights?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been moving his blanket to the middle of the floor, and you want to see how that's done.
I want to see if he's picking it up with his, you know, mouth, like I imagine him doing, like in the movies, like a dog movie.
Oh, here we go.
And moving it, you know, and then circling.
And talking to the other dogs and saying, hey, guys, watch me move this, and they're going to wonder.
Oh, I wonder if he's, like, scooting it along with his paws, if he's scooching. I have no idea.
He could just be digging at it.
He's the one moving it from the window where he's cold, I think, to the kitchen. And it's a significant space that he's moving it.
Mm-hmm. Is he the only one that can... Everybody else is locked up?
Everybody else is crated, not locked up.
But sometimes his bed moves because he has that... And you probably have seen this with Gus, your dog, Sam. It's an itch that's so bad they can't reach it and they keep spinning around to try to get to it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm sorry, I don't think your neck reaches that far. Yeah, keep trying.
And that's when I go and try and grab the phone. Hang on, keep doing it. Look at this.
Exactly. And so the bed moves with that kind of spinning. But yeah, you know what? I think Sam is probably right. It's the paw action of moving.
You know how,
if you'd rather just put a camera facing him, that's fine, but it's not as funny to me as one that...
Well, that's easier because I don't have a collar cam to put on him. I've got a...
You could fashion one.
The one we used to keep at my dad's house before we sold my dad's house that was a security camera.
Oh, yeah.
I can set that one up if you want.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
Yeah, you just set it up in the room and see what he's doing. Doesn't have to be attached to the dog.
I like the idea of being able to check in on him during the day and see
Gus
what he's doing.
And my cat, too, at times, like if they want to lay on this certain spot on a blanket, they'll sit there and... You know, they paw at it to make it. And so he could be pawing and not settling until it gets to the middle of the floor.
I know. I just love that he does that. And I want to see it, you know, because otherwise I'm not seeing it.
So I'm curious about, you know, the smallest camera that I've seen that can be toted around is the, and why can't I think of it? It's the camera that everybody straps on when they're going in the water surfing. GoPro. Thank you. You know, the GoPro, that's a little pricey.
Yeah.
They make those little pylon cams that you see at the football games. Those are tiny.
Those are great.
And that would be easy enough to put on a collar. I just don't know if you can stick.
A little duct tape and boom, you're set.
Right.
Okay. Well, maybe it's...
Now, Champ, you need to remember to press record when it's time.
Yeah. Hey, remember that I shared it once on my Friday favorite was the cat, Mr. Kidders.
Yeah. I remember that.
He had a camera. He'd walk around and go, nyeep, nyeep.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the idea of let's see how he moves the bed. So use your dad's, you know, Ring doorbell or whatever. Let's do it. I want to see him move the bed. And then if you want to humor me, we could put a camera on his collar just because I want to see what his day is like.
Okay.
Even when he's trying to go outside and he walks in a circle for 6 minutes before he goes to the bathroom. I still think that'd be fun to see.
Well, that's going to make you dizzy.
Yeah. Does Champ also like, do any of the dogs like to play with toys? Like if you threw a toy, would they go get it and play with it?
Hazel does, for sure.
And every once in a great while, Champ will.
Here's why. I've seen a couple of these videos too on socials.
Mm-hmm.
They set the phone up with the recorder on it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's recording the dog, you know, like a selfie, and then they give it to the dog, and the dog takes off running like he's got a treat.
Right.
And it just, and all you see is the dog's face and nose
while
it runs through the yard. Now, granted,
with
you're going to have slobber.
Phone in the mouth?
Yeah, I'm sure they'd put something on it, you know, so there's no slobber.
Protection.
Yeah, but it's really cool to watch because it's like the nose is all big and fisheye, and it,
yeah,
and you can see their eyes jumping back and forth while they run.
And little do they know, they just don't know this is going on.
It's hilarious.
It's so funny to me. Just while we have the chance.
Yeah.
He's getting older. I don't know if he's going to be moving his bed forever, you know.
Well, the easiest thing is to take a camera that we can actually just point at him right now that already works.
Let's
but you really
it.
Have me intrigued with the collar cam thing. Yeah. I think that could be a whole
so fun.
A whole thing.
We could share it, too.
Put one on Sparky.
Then you've got licking and
yeah,
stuff you
right.
don't want to see.
Right, exactly.
He's gross. Okay? Enough said about Sparky.
Yeah, he spends a lot of time licking every day in that one spot.
Okay.
Champ hasn't, or none of the dogs have gotten into your cozy earth box, huh?
No, they won't. In fact, the cozy earth box, when it showed up, it's packaged really well. Yeah. I'm not talking about just the box,
yeah.
But got some PJs. They're separately packaged nicely, really good to give.
Yeah.
And the sheets, the same deal. They come in like a little carry thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really good gift idea.
Yeah, the reason that Cozy Earth is a sponsor of this After the Show podcast is because, you know, with the holidays here, mm-hmm. comfort is always a good thing to give. And
yes.
whether that's sheets or whether that's, you know, pajamas. Or, right, exactly.
Naturally breathable and temperature regulating, all of their stuff. It's incredible. That's important.
And another reason why it's really great at this time of the year is you can get 35% off. Ha-ha, it's CozyEarth.com. They provide an exclusive offer for Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast listeners. 35% off site-wide. Everything on the site when you use the code COZYMSJ35.
That's easy enough to remember, right? Mm-hmm. COZYMSJ35 at CozyEarth.com.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.